from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30 right here. A segment of the G-Bag Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel and Frankel are the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. 817, happy Father's Day to Kai and Luca, because they're going to sun the Celtics tonight.
I like it.
I love it. I always like seeing Kyrie interact with his kids and his wife who are sitting there courtside. That's always a cool thing when, you know, he acknowledges them. But I do feel very confident the Mavs will get the win tonight. I just don't think Boston is that much better. And I think tonight, even more than bounce back Luka or desperate team, you get embarrassed Luka. You get humbled Luka, who now realizes how much of an ass he's made of himself. So that's my thoughts as Nick Angstedt, Locked On Mavs, joins us now here.
He's in the building!
And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Liar. I'm not in the building. I'm on the phone, and I'm ready for some basketball tonight.
Yeah, we are too. What do you think's going to happen? You think the Mavs extend the series?
You start looking at the way the team has played these three games, and you look at the way that Jason Kidd coached game three. That looks like a team that is desperate and didn't think that they had an answer for anything the Celtics were doing. The way that he didn't play Tim Hardaway the first two games and plays him 20 minutes and all that. Like, I don't know that this team has the confidence to go in and win a game against this Boston Celtics team. Now, it is really hard to win four games in a row against a team. Mavs will be at home, back against the walls. Luka, like you guys just mentioned, he's got something to prove after the game that he played the other night. And so you hope that they go in and win. But, man, I just don't have belief in this team right now.
What did you think about Windy and some of the national perspective crushing Luka yesterday? Which, I mean, some were rightfully thinking that was deserved. I tried to have the Luka cape on for our guy, Nick. I don't know what you thought about it all.
Yeah, Daniel Larson and I on Locked On Mavs had to take up for him a little bit, too, because I think that he's not above criticism. He definitely did not play well defensively. He definitely got let the refs get to him, some of the calls, and obviously made some dumb decisions late in the game to step in front of Jaylen Brown on that final play where he got the sixth foul. I mean, that's just a terrible decision in that moment. I think, though, it's irresponsible to not mention all the injuries he's dealing with right now. Like, it is a war of attrition for him that you expect him to play, do all the offense, to defend as well as he does in such high-pressure moments against these, you know, really great athletes and all that. While he's dealing with all this, like, I think that's why he struggled so much in that game. I mean, he's getting held together by injections and tape at this point. And so I think that it's disingenuous to not mention that part of it. Now, I do think that he has to be better. But I think that Luka is such an easy target for a couple of reasons. One, he's, you know, a player that has very glaring, weak flaws. They're just out there, right? And they're not, like, his defense has been better in this playoff run. The Mavs would not be where they are in the NBA Finals if he didn't, if he played defense like he did in game three every single game, right? Like, we've all seen the game. Like, there's no way they'd be where they are if he played defense like that. And the Mavs defense is predicated on all five players being good enough, just being good enough at their spot. Not great, but just good enough. And if one player is not good enough, it stands out like a sore thumb. And it just, you just can immediately recognize it and notice it. And Luka happened to be that guy in game three. And so I think he's just an easy target. It's an easy talking point. It's an easy thing to just go after him. But to not give it its proper context, I think it's just unfair to him.
What's bringing you more physical pain right now, watching THJ play basketball or Maxi Kleba?
Well, we're not watching Maxi Kleba play that much basketball right now. He played, what, like 8 minutes in game three? But what's giving me physical pain is just the joy of the Celtics fans, both in Boston when I was there watching those games, and then in the comments and DMs and all this stuff, just coming out of nowhere. The guy that wrote that article today about, you know, is Luka even a winning player? Like, that guy covers the Celtics, and you're just like, all right, now they're just all running with all their, you know, we were right, you were wrong, and all this kind of stuff. And I think that's giving me more pain right now than anything.
Hey, Nick, you know, what do you think led to Luka's frustration, though? Do you think it was the games of him having to carry things? I mean, and it not having the success? What do you think led to his frustrations in game three?
I think the injuries are really catching up to him. I think that he's just having to deal with a whole lot. I think that, I mean, he scored outside of Luka and Kyrie in game three, right? Like, no one really stepped up. You had a little bit here from PJ Washington. You had a little bit here from some other guys, but he's just not getting the help that he needs. And he really lets that ref stuff get to him. Like, the calls that he thinks that he should get that he's not getting. I mean, is Todd Franco, you know, the great writer for the D Magazine, had a thread today of a couple of examples of, like, this is a foul in the first half and not in the second half. And it's just an inconsistently called game. And that drives Luka insane. Those are the moments where you look at Luka and go, why can't you just let this go? Just let it go. Just don't complain about this foul. And he goes, yes, but look, this was a foul at one point in the game, and it's not in the other. Every single game, he starts the game in the regular season or the playoffs by trying to see if he's going to get that bump foul at the beginning, where he just drives sort of into somebody, they bump him, and then he tries to take a quick shot. And if he gets that foul, it's really tough for the other team to stop him at that point. But if he doesn't get it, he's confused as to why he doesn't get it, because at some games it's a foul, some games it's not a foul, and that drives him insane. And I think that's one of the reasons why he gets just so frustrated with refs later in the game.
What can the Mavs do to get easier buckets? They've talked about speeding it up. How does that specifically work with which guys?
Yeah, I think that it's tough. I don't know if you can get easy buckets against this Celtics team. They're just everywhere. They have really, really smart defenders. They have long wings. They have a center that knows what he's doing, and Al Horford. They have two all-defensive guards. I mean, it's not easy, and it's a bad matchup for the Mavericks to try and get easy buckets against them. I think that if Luka can do what he did in game two, where he forces the issue just so much where you go, man, he has 20 points in a quarter or something like that, then they had to change their approach and they had to double him. And I think that's when they got a couple of easy baskets out of that. Getting stops on one end and kicking out and kicking forward is something, but those guards are just back there. Like, they're really taking away the transition buckets. The Mavs would just get some easy buckets every once in a while in the other series, and they're not getting those in this one. And so there's that. They've gotten a couple easy buckets out of, like, post-ups where they have Gafford posting up against Tatum. Tatum's been guarding him, so maybe they try that. But really, the only way that they're scoring right now is if Luka and Kyrie beat their man one-on-one.
Nick Engstedt, Locked On Mavs. Enjoy the game, sir. Thanks for your insights.
Man, I sure hope I enjoy the game tonight.
Right? Yeah. Still waiting for some more of that.
Let's go, Nick.
You can hear Nick on the Locked On Mavs podcast. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your Jeep out of the day.
Got me hanging on strings now. I'm not your plaything. You ain't gonna be doing 18 contemplating in my heart. All right. See what I got going on. Our winner and champ so far of G-Bag today, going to a Sunday with a Red Medford on 105.3 The Fan, where fan phenom winner Blake put himself in a blender. How many days is this for Blake?
He's going for three.
Two looking for three, yeah.
I think this might go five. Yeah. I think this might go five. Shoot.
Oh, yeah. It's a Copa soccer thing, yeah. Dawson. Yeah. Copa.
Copa America next weekend. Yeah.
That's what I'm seeing Copa all the soccer Cabana. Kitties everywhere, by the way.
Oh, the local one. Yes, the Super Copa. Yeah, I looked that up yesterday after you mentioned that. Yeah, a lot of good teams in town.
Yeah, I see them everywhere. All right, here we go.
How close is Denver and Colorado?
What?
Huh?
What?
What did you just say?
That's marked. That's going to get marked.
Thanks for that.
Well, they're saying the Denver Nuggets. Denver is the state. Colorado's the city. And it's the other way around. It's one of the two. It's one of the two. I know it's one of the two. You're not going to get me.
G-bag of the day will be tomorrow at 2:30 here on The Fan.
Just sending that one in now.
I just wanted to make sure we appropriated the Denver Nuggets.
You just said that Denver is a state.
It's better.
So it's Colorado's a state. I caught it then. Colorado's a state. Denver's
you
a state.
You did not catch it. What do you
I
mean?
I caught it. What do you mean?
Wow.
Just because y'all don't know y'all's Denver, Colorado sports like me, you don't have to, you know, project. Let's just be honest here, guys. It's okay. It's all good, boys.
Pass blame. Okay. Pass blame.
I caught it. What do you mean?
It's okay.
Genius.
Yeah. All right, Friday, baby. Hey. Oh. Traffic was so bad out there.
Dude.
Oh, my gosh. Especially in uptown area where I come through. Mm. All the construction.
Is that
taking two lanes down to one on a Friday, dog? Are you kidding me?
Lucius, is that your biggest problem you deal with all the time? Traffic?
That's
is that
my, the thing that that's just, my biggest complaint.
Biggest complaint?
People cannot drive. Like, go with the flow of traffic. There's some people that go, like, super slow, and everybody's going around them. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. It takes so long to make a decision. Yeah. Oh, man. And then the people that double back, that don't want to double back at all.
Yeah.
And I got to make this exit right now, so I'm going to go across two lanes to try to make this exit. I can't stand
driving.
In
the one lane situation, it's like, oh, we didn't realize it. Now we're waiting for everybody to be able to cut into the lane. Like, you saw the signs. You just waited to the last minute.
And they don't zipper. You know, you're supposed to zipper in the traffic when there's like a lane being cut down. Or, you know, they don't even let you do that here in Dallas. It's like, well, no, y'all can't let you get in front of me.
Lucius, if you could have a device on your car to eliminate traffic, what would you have? Like a spear, a flipper, fire,
Mad Max style?
Man, I don't know, man. I wish I could just take a video of a car and send it to a copper and they can just write him a ticket.
Oh, there you go. Like cameras all over.
Yeah, I want to snitch on bad drivers so bad. Man. You're going to dump on the street and everything? I'm not going to say anything. You're driving bad. I might get you out of here.
I want fire. I want to be able to shoot fire.
You
want
a blowtorch?
Yeah, I want to be able to like shoot fire at somebody and like kind of get them off the road.
Wow! Like,
burn from any angle of your car, you have to be, you know, right?
Like, like James Bond. Like, I shoot fire out of it and stuff like
this
that.
Man wants the Batmobile.
Yeah, exactly.
Hell yeah!
Exactly.
Hey, who doesn't, man?
The Batmobile could turn on a dime. By the way,
it's
a great stop start.
Yeah. Who picked up the parachutes when they used the Batmobile? You know, they use parachutes every once in a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and like they just kept driving it. Somebody did Alfred come get him? Did Alfred come get the parachute?
Alfred always comes and cleans up.
Usually he'll
mess.
Have the bat wing over the top.
So
that'll clip back in and pick him up through the bat wing.
My man's got some stuff in that belt.
That is an awful job. Who's got to come with these parachutes?
Yeah. Like Robin hits the thing and they stop and then like they drive off and then now somebody's got to pick it up.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Who's going to pick up your fireballs, friend of Smokey the Bear over there? Throwing fire all over the place.
He wants to commit a murder.
Let me tell you what. No, maybe they'll jump out of their car when they know it's on fire. You know,
maybe.
But that'll be like a warning to everybody else.
For sure.
Look, Broadus is in the neighborhood.
Yeah, this guy's not bleeping around.
Yeah,
my house is on fire because he missed. Broadus is here.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about on the highway.
You see that building on fire?
Yeah. Just on the highway, not in the residential areas.
Lucius is talking about zipper technique. You know, if you don't follow the zipper technique, you get a fireball at you.
Boom.
Like that. And then you're out the side of the road, and everybody now,
death by inferno.
Yeah. Didn't hit the fire. They didn't do the zipper.
Always people with like big, like their fenders halfway falling off the car.
Oh, yeah.
Big dents in it, and they're driving the worst out of here.
What do you think they got those?
I try to avoid those.
Get out of here.
I noticed it when I drove around in college without a front bumper for about 18 months. I could feel people getting away from me, drifting away from me on the highway. I'm like, I get it. I want to. I look like I'm a problem.
Oh, no, get away from him.
You had no bumper on a car?
No bumper. It was like a
that
smile with no
must
teeth.
Been great.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, it was awful. I had no AC either.
Oh, jeez.
All right, let me see. We got our guy Cashmatic is back again.
Oh.
Yes. He went to Houston this time. I don't know if he lives in Houston or whatever, but he's in Houston. He's like the trolling version of, what's that dude named, Keith Lee?
Yeah.
He'll pop up to your restaurant and troll you. And everybody finds out about the restaurant. This right here, he's in Timmy Chan's Chicken in Houston.
Oh, it sounds good, though.
Popular place. They make some real good fried chicken.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's real crispy wings.
Ooh, dude. I love those, dude.
Like the Korean fried chicken. So
man, the Asian's not. Man, the Asian places be fried that chicken.
It's like the panko at bread so crumbs. That they use.
Is it like a double fry? Like, I don't know. I feel like they fry it and then they let it cool down and they were going for a double fry situation.
The starch. They got a starch.
Is that
thing.
What it is?
Yeah, they got corn starch. That's what it is.
Because I remember I was shopping the other day.
They make a slurry out of that cornstarch.
Or they monopolize it, man, because they got
special breadcrumbs.
Oh, I'll give it a go. I'll give it a go. You guys,
I'll give it a go.
I'll give it a go. We'll slur something up for you guys.
All right. Well, you already slurred. Cashmatic at the drive-through in Houston. Timmy Chan's
fireball your way.
Timmy Chan's chicken trolling.
Thank y'all for being patient with me. What would you like?
Okay, I want to get the three wings wings. You said three wings?
Okay, you want a wing dinner with what?
One with fries, and then, two with fries, and one with rice.
Anything else?
Did I want to get some two-butter wings?
Huh?
I said I want to get one bubble shuffle bubble.
I can't hear you. You got two wing dinner with fries and a wing dinner with rice.
Yeah, and I said I want to get one bowl of bubble cheese pastries.
You want what?
I said I want to get one more tea in the large Kool-Aid.
What?
I said, I want to get one color of the tartus.
Huh?
I said, I want to get one leg of the tartus.
You want what? Catfish.
Catfish?
Huh?
Okay, I pull up.
No. What? Talk to me right there. Wait a minute, I'm on my way because I don't understand you. Just wait right there.
That's it. That's all I want. That's it.
Oh, talk to me now because you don't do no talking like that. Now, you heard what I said, right?
Yeah, that's it.
3610.
Okay.
Two wings with fries, wing with rice, one Kool-Aid. Pull up.
Okay.
I got you.
All right, bye.
All right, puppy.
Oh,
yeah,
there we go.
She had that situation. She got that order.
She got that order.
No. Pull up.
I'd have got the catfish too.
I don't know how she got that order. All right, Alex Stein, DFW's very own troll, Alex Stein.
Oh, yeah. I talked with him last night.
Did you?
I did.
That's awesome.
On the show?
He was
text messaging.
We were tweeting at each other. I told him, man, I go, I didn't know you were a big-time guy. He's like, oh, no, I'm cool. Thanks, yeah. No, he was very nice. Very nice guy.
Well, he trolled you outside of the...
he did.
At the AAC.
He did.
About Kyrie Irving and flat earthers and everything.
He did.
All right.
Kyrie Irving, he's exposed to the true shape of the earth and it's flat. Did you know that?
Did you know that?
Better look it up. It's flat.
Walking over there to get off.
You know it's flat. You know it's flat, Brian. Come on, Brian Broaddus. You know it's flat. And then why would Kyrie say that? You know it's flat, Brian. You're calling Kyrie Irving a liar? Brian, I love I'm a cholo, Brian. Come on. Brian, it's flat. Dude, Brian, it is. It's just, dude, you didn't see the curve. You're not high enough. You're not high enough. It's flat, Brian. It's flat. Show Brian. Love you, Brian.
Love you, man.
That's Brian Broaddus from 105.3 The Fan.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he may talk about that tomorrow. We'll see.
Hey, he's a good guy.
He talked about it.
He's a good guy. He really is. It's funny, though, because he was – then all of a sudden the comments – everybody was talking about, like, they were giving me science, like, no, it's light reflection and stuff like that. And there were some people talking about...
They were battling him?
They were battling me.
Like, they had some metrics, some saber metrics.
Flat earthers coming at you.
Yeah, I had flat earthers coming at me.
Oh, no.
The guy was giving me science. And I just remember flying when I flew to Saudi Arabia. It felt like I was flying over the top of the earth. And I'm like, I looked out the window.
You know they fake those photos, man.
Yeah. There were like four or
Is
five
that really
people.
NASA?
Yeah, there were four or
just
five
just a
people
water stamp, dude.
Going after me on the science part.
You ever
things.
Fallen off the side?
We got to get after some voting. Is it Blake? How close is Denver and Colorado? Is it Cashmatic trolling the chicken spot? Or is it Alex Stein with Broaddus? That's tough. Three good ones. I'm going to go with our champ, though.
Samesies.
Lucius?
Yeah, me too.
Bully?
Yeah, we'll go with Blake.
Ryan?
I'm going to vote for Alec.
By a score of 4-1, still your G-Bag of the Day champion. It's Blake with Alec Medford. How close is Denver and Colorado? We're coming back with Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, you know, it's Friday. I got a game for you guys. We'll do that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.